take the time to arrange your surroundings so that you are comfortable and safe. This is not a recording that should be listened to while driving or while operating any type of equipment or machinery. The next few minutes are dedicated to your well-being, to you, to your peace and harmony. Sit in a comfortable position. If necessary, have a blanket nearby in case you get a little bit cold. In other words, just make sure that you are as comfortable as possible. Take a deep cleansing breath. And as you exhale, make it an audible ah, allowing yourself to use this sigh to release any of the tensions or tired feelings from the day. With each breath, let go of the things that have gone on, the thoughts, the events. Allow yourself to just focus on the breathing for one moment. As you inhale, imagine inhaling a cool, soft breeze that is just cleansing and refreshing. And as you exhale, allow anything that is not restful, not peaceful, to just be expelled, released, let go. Breathing normally. Allow yourself to close your eyes if you haven't already done so. And allow the peaceful feeling of rest and relaxation to start to flow from the very top of your head all the way to the bottoms of your feet. It begins as a tingly warm sensation in your scalp, a relaxation of total release, a feeling of safety and comfort that you are now familiar with, that you now gift yourself with. As this rest and relaxation flows from your scalp over your forehead, down your face, all the way down to your neck. Soothing, relaxing, healing. As it cascades from your neck, over your shoulders, down your back, over your chest, all the way down your torso. Enveloping, soothing, wrapping your body in a warm blanket of nurturing peacefulness, rest. As this feeling of relaxation continues to travel down your arms all the way to your fingertips, over your stomach, down your back, your hips, all the way to your thighs, circling, enveloping, cascading, as it continues to relax every muscle, every tendon, putting your whole body into a healthy rhythm of rest, regeneration, rejuvenation. Healthy rest and relaxation. As this feeling continues to travel around your knees, down your calves, circling your ankles, flowing over the tops of your feet all the way to the bottom. It is a very comfortable feeling, as if you have just wrapped yourself in the softest, warmest blanket, feeling nurtured, protected, comfortable, loved. In this feeling of total rest and peacefulness, I'd like you to go inward. Allow your mind's eye to go on a short journey with me. Allowing yourself to imagine a beautiful meadow. Now, this is your own paradise. It has everything that you need or would ever want. There's a bubbling brook nearby for clean, fresh water. There are berry trees, apple trees, other fruit trees. And there is a grassy area where you can sit either with your back to a nice large rock or against the trunk of a tree. There are so many places to sit and relax and just enjoy the beauty of nature and partake of everything she has to offer. You are safe. You are nurtured. You feel a part of everything around you. You can stay here forever. And you know that this is your personal paradise that you can visit anytime. For how long, it's not as important as the fact that it is here for you. Always welcoming, always safe, always nurturing. As you are sitting here, admiring and accepting of the peaceful nature, you relax and again close your eyes in this state of beautiful peace and harmony with nature. And you allow yourself to bring forth thoughts and images as my voice is your guide through a very healing, rejuvenating, re-energizing exercise. Sitting here, completely surrounded by the beauty and healing energy of nature, you begin to see yourself in a larger meadow, and you start to see people from your past as they begin to appear in a circle around you. You feel very safe. You're just curious as to what they are doing there, because you begin to recognize the faces. These are people from your past and your present who you know you need to forgive and ask forgiveness of. For this time is dedicated to a spiritual healing, a time for your spirit to be at peace so that you can then awaken the true nature of yourself. And every time that you go through this exercise, there might be different people. Sometimes there might be one person. Sometimes there might be many. Allow your higher self, your spiritual self, to choose the people who you need to release and forgive. Pick someone that is in front of you and notice that there is a cord that connects you to them. Sometimes this cord can be attached from the stomach area of each of you. Sometimes it can be attached to the heart area. Allow it to be what it is. Be open to this exercise to just unfold as your emotions and your spiritual and your physical self allow it to bring forth information that needs to be processed and then released. An understanding so that you can let it go. Each of these people that are in front of you with these strings or cords, sometimes thicker ropes that are attached to you are like heavy elements that are holding you back. So we are going to go through an exercise of letting them go so they can have a happy and peaceful life and you can have a prosperous, peaceful, and loving life. So pick a person that is in front of you and look at them straight in the eye and say, I forgive you for all the wrongs done to me. I forgive you for who you are and what you've done. And I release you. I release you in love and peace. And I wish that your life be healthy and at peace. And with that, you take the string that is attaching the two of you together and you pluck it from yourself. Very much as if you had a splinter and you pull it out easily, or as if there were a string on your piece of clothing that you just pluck, and very easily you are able to remove it from you and let it go, and allow the image to continue in any way it needs to. Whether it be that the string just disappears or floats away, dissolves, let it do what it needs to do. And that person that was standing in front of you nods their head, says, I'm sorry, please forgive me. And walks away. Sometimes they just disappear. Sometimes they just keep walking as they take their own path, allowing you to be free to take your own path. Let's take another person. As you look at them in the eye, put your hand to your heart and you say, I forgive you. I release you. I forgive you for who you are, what you've done, and I let you go in love and peace. And I wish for your life to be a peaceful and healthy. And you take the string connecting the two of you and you pluck it and let it go. And they look back at you, they nod their head, and they say, "Please forgive me, I'm sorry." As they walk away, freeing you, releasing you from those events, from those emotions, allowing you to heal, allowing you to be complete within yourself, no longer with those gaps or hurtful parts, for you are letting them go, releasing them. I'll give you a few moments to go through the same process with a few more people, whether it be one more, two more, always the same. I forgive you. I release you. I forgive you for who you are. I forgive you for what you've done. And I let you go in love and peace. And pluck the string. Let them go. They always in return say, "I'm sorry. Please forgive me," as they walk away. And now I'd like you to imagine yourself across from yourself, with a string attached from you to you, and tell yourself, "I'm sorry for all of the situations I've put you in, I've found you in, you've experienced. I forgive you. I love you. I release the past pain. I release the past events. I release the past relationships. And pluck the string. And look at yourself. Smile back at you. And say thank you. Allow yourself to say anything else that you would like to tell yourself about the past. Always in a forgiving tone, always in a loving, nurturing way. And you say thank you. And you sigh a big sigh of relief. For it is as if a huge weight has been taken off your shoulders. You feel at peace. You feel cleansed. You feel renewed. And you take a deep breath again and you say, "Thank you. And I love you." And you find yourself once again in your personal paradise, sitting as your thoughts of this exercise fade away for a moment, but the feeling of freedom, the feeling of being renewed, the feeling of being forgiven and loved and nurtured through this exercise remain and will remain with you even upon awakening, for they are yours to keep. They are a part of you now, as they replace whatever part of you was holding on to those past events, past people, past emotions, past. It's gone. It's gone. and the only thing there is peacefulness, love, acceptance. And it feels warm, it feels bright. It is as if you are being hugged from the inside out, nurtured, accepted by yourself and by others. For every moment of your life going forward, you give yourself the gift of making decisions that are healthy for you. Decisions that are healthy in what you do, what you eat, who you have in your life. For this is your fresh start. This is you recreating yourself. Recreating yourself in a healthy, loving, accepting way. Now I'd like you to once again use your mind's eye to see inside of yourself as if you are in your mind's workstation. As if there is a big control panel in front of you, and you know that this is in your brain, in your mind, in your soul. It is at first sight a very impressive, very complex set of dials and knobs and gauges. It's your control center. But the moment that you know that you're looking for a specific control, you find it. It is as if you already know where every dial and knob and switch is. And the first switch that we are looking for is that of self-love. Love of self. And you find it very quickly. And you make sure that it is switched to on. If it isn't already, switch, flip it to on. Self-love here in your control center is set to on. And it feels good. And then you look for acceptance. Acceptance of self. Ah, there it is. Again, you make sure that this switch is set to on. And if it isn't, you flip it to on. And upon doing so, you feel very good. Accomplishment. You switch it to on. Understanding of self. You switch it to on. And so you look through your control panel, and you know exactly what you need to do. Forgiveness, you switch it to on. Now, there are some knobs kind of towards the top of the control panel. And it says healthy decisions. And you turn that knob all the way to maximum. Sometimes it might move itself or adjust itself. And you make sure that you always adjust it to a high level. For this is your decision center. Healthy decisions. you go to the knobs that say habits. And you notice that there is two knobs there. One says good habits, and the other one says bad habits. I would like for you to take the knob that says bad habits and turn it off. And you know what those habits are. And you turn it off. And you can hear the click as the knob is turned to off. And then you look at the knob that says good habits, and you hear the click as you turn it on. Good habits. Habits that make you healthy, make you strong, make you happy. Habits that you know you want to keep, you want to practice. Healthy habits. And take another look at your control center. There are other knobs and levers and switches for everything from your physical body to your emotional self to your spiritual self. Adjust these knobs as they appear to you. Sometimes there might be an adjustment that is necessary, and that knob will reveal itself to you and you just adjust it. For you are in charge. This is your control center. And you take a step back and you look at your control center and you feel healthy. You feel strong. You feel and know that you've accomplished something here. You've taken charge. You've taken charge of who you are, how you behave, what you accept in your life. You've taken charge, and it feels good. And you know that you will do right by yourself. You will do what is right for you. Make the decisions that are healthy for you. And you smile because you know you've accomplished something important. You've taken charge of your life. And you might just run your hand over the control panel because it feels so good to see it so well-tuned, so fine-tuned. And as you take a breath, you find yourself back in your personal paradise. With the bubbling crook, with the grassy area, with the trees and everything that is beautiful in nature. You feel at peace, you feel nurtured, you feel alive. And you capture this feeling and you know that it is part of you now. Capturing those feelings and emotions and understandings and beliefs. You know that it's time to return. And as I count from 1 to 5, you slowly leave this personal paradise, bringing with you all of that peace and love and nurturing and belonging. 1, as you begin to return to the present, you begin to feel the comfort of your surroundings. You begin to notice how you are sitting or relaxing. 2, your body temperature comes back to normal. You begin to hear the sounds around you. You begin to recognize where you are. 3. With every breath that you take, every sound that you hear, you feel more and more awake, more and more alive. But the feelings of love and nurturing and belonging and peace and happiness are still there, and they remain with you, for they are yours to keep. 4. Take a deep breath, and upon exhaling, 5. You open your eyes, you're wide awake, feeling wonderful, feeling great.